Jurkuch Brech Jurkuch, head of South Sudan Mine Action Authority, says 10 miners who were clearing landmines on Tuesday along the Jubaye Road were kidnapped by unidentified gunmen at a place known as Mile 14.
One from the 10 managed to escape, and this is when we got the information. That person came and reported the issue to the G4S and to us and the engineering corps.
G4S, formerly known as Group for Securico, is a British multinational security services company which the United Nations contracted to clear mines in South Sudan. The kidnapped employees were working for G4S. Jurkuch says the kidnappers freed the 9 captives yesterday after a ransom of 1.3 million South Sudanese pounds was paid.
They started talking using the telephones of the captives, using them for communicating to the G4S. Then the ransom was asked, and part of what they have asked was paid.
Jurkuch says he condemned the incident.
We cannot allow this to continue. Otherwise, demining will not take place. Landmines will remain in the country, and surely landmines will maim people, will kill people.
South Sudan in Focus contacted the employees for comment. One of the employees, who identified himself only as Maketh, says he and his colleagues are restricted from speaking to the media. While it remains unclear who is responsible for the kidnapping of the aid workers, Suba Samuel, the National Salvation Front spokesperson, neither denied nor confirmed his group was involved in kidnapping the deminers.
I don't know. I've not heard about it.
More than a week ago, unknown people kidnapped scores of travelers along the Juba Kajokeji Road and demanded a ransom before releasing them. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayar in Juba.